Well, you know, you hippity-hoppity off into a different land, and that's fine. But when you hippity-hoppity off into a different land, and the first person to greet you there is Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck, well, you know that you're going to have a great day, because she's just one of the sweetest people on the planet, a dear friend, and she has made her way here to tell us about the books and authors who are making their way to store shelves this season. Susanna, it's always a great pleasure to be in your presence. Thank you very much.
Hello, Joe.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Last time I saw you was just about 10 days ago. We were at the White Hart Inn, and we were recording a book show with Colm Tubine.
Yes.
And he has this house of...
House of Names?
House of Names. That's it. And we recorded a book show, and that book show is going to air today.
Fantastic.
At 3 o'clock.
Ah.
So,
well, it was a great event, so your listeners are in for a treat.
Could he be more delightful?
Oh, my goodness. He was just perfect.
So there was a moment right before we got all set up, and then my wife and I and Sarah, we went into the dining room. You were working, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to have dinner, and we invited Mr. Tumbin to join us, and he did. And during that time, he just started doing these like Monty Python-esque impressions of Mike Flynn's wife.
What?
And I thought to myself, as we were listening to this, well, if our interview is a tenth as good as just him at dinner, we got it made. And of course we did. It was just absolutely wonderful. So that'll be up coming up at 3 o'clock today on the book show.
Fantastic.
Great to see you, as always. So where would you like to begin?
Oh my gosh, we're going to start with a couple novels. First one is, we're actually having the author at our Rhinebeck store a week from tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 19th. The book is After Anna Tevka, a novel inspired by Fiddler on the Roof by Alexandra Silber. Now, Alexandra is an actress. That's how she came to us. She played Hoddle in the West End. In Fiddler on the Roof, and then she most recently played Zeidel in the Broadway revival that was just a couple of years ago. She loves the story of Fiddler on the Roof and the characters, and wanted to know what happened to Hoddle and Perchick. If those of you who have seen Fiddler on the Roof know, Hoddle and Perchick, Perchick is like the spirited, what's the word? He's a political guy. He's an uprising political guy, and he wants to make change. That's the word. Thank you.
Yes.
He wants to make change. And Hoddle, of course, is his, I believe that during Fiddler on the Roof, they get married, or they elope. She wanted to know what happened to Hoddle and Perchick after they left the village. So she's written a novel and done a ton of historical research into the actual time period and the culture of the people who she's writing about. The book also has a foreword by Sheldon Harnick, who was the lyricist of Fiddler on the Roof. So it's got a little bit of a some clout there with his endorsement. But it's a fantastic book and has been raved about by people throughout the theatrical community, which it certainly appeals to, but also folks who just love a really good novel, historical fiction novel, After Anna Tevka.
Alexandra Silber, she will be at Oblong on the 19th, that's a Wednesday, and then on the 17th, Monday, at 11 a.m., she'll be on this program.
Fantastic.
Live to talk about that event, to promote it and to talk about the book, so you can listen to that and then go down and buy like a ton of copies.
Yeah,
okay.
Do it.
All right, next up.
Next up, I wanted to take a minute and talk about a book that is not new, that I love very much. It's celebrating its 10th anniversary and has just come out in a new edition. It's a novel called Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris. It was a National Book Award finalist back in 2007, and it was also on pretty much every best book of the year list that year. I read it maybe 5 years ago, and it remains one of, I would say, my favorite novels ever, and a book that years after reading it, I can still vividly see scenes in this novel. And I feel like if you haven't read it, you need to. It's so good. I kind of describe it as if The Office were a literary novel. It is uproariously funny, incredibly smart. It's all basically set in an office at an ad agency, and business is not doing so well. And it delves into these people's lives and their water cooler talk and their inner narratives. And Josh Ferris is I think he's a real genius in his writing. I've read almost all of his work at this point. Then We Came to the End is still my favorite. He also has a new story collection that just came out a couple of months ago called The Dinner Party. Yeah. But if you haven't read Then We Came to the End, just pick it up. You won't be able to put it down, especially if you were a fan of The Office, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris.
So next up, we have a trio of true crime.
All right.
True crime is one of my favorite genres, and I've been reading a lot of it lately because there's a lot of good stuff coming out. The first one is American Fire, Love, Arson, and Life in a Vanishing Land by Monica Hess. And this looks into the true story of a number of arsons that were committed in a rural community on the Virginia coast. One man is responsible for all of these crimes. He went around burning down abandoned buildings in the middle of the night, and he was eventually charged with over 60 counts of arson. The author delves into his story and sort of discovers that why would he be committing these crimes? What was the reason behind this? And sort of discovers that there's this love story between him and his accomplice that is really interesting and unusual. And I think also this is a great follow-up to Hillbilly Elegy.
Yes.
If you loved Hillbilly Elegy and want to delve more into that world, American Fire is going to be a great place to start.
Monica Hess, American Fire. Next.
Okay, next up we have A Beautiful, Terrible Thing, A Memoir of Marriage and Betrayal by Jen Waite. This one is the true story of a woman who discovers shortly after she's given birth to her first child that her husband is a textbook psychopath, and she had no idea. She sort of finds an email that indicates he might be having an affair, and all of a sudden things start to unravel, and she...
Well, that's not good.
Realizes what's happening. It is.
That's
oh, my
good.
Gosh. It's a really fast read. You can't put it down. I think I read it in like one or two nights, and it's just, it hurts. But it feels, an incredible story. Yeah, it was great. It was great, but you really feel for her. She comes out okay in the end, and now she's working to become a therapist to help people in her situation.
A Beautiful, Terrible Thing, A Memoir of Marriage and Betrayal by Jen Waite.
And then what is possibly my favorite true crime book I've ever read, which I say with a question mark, but it was amazing, is The Fact of a Body by Alexandria Marzano Lesnovich, which I believe you will be having on the book show.
She will be on the book show on the 31st. It is August 1st.
Cool.
She will be on at 3 o'clock. She is an amazing woman, an amazing book. I love this book.
Yes. The subtitle is A Murder and a Memoir. So it's sort of two stories in one. It's the story of Alexandria discovering this case that she was working on as an intern for a law practice, and this true story of this man who killed a young boy, what caused him to do that, what led up in his life to this terrible, terrible turn of events. So it's both that really tragic story and then her own personal memoir of growing up and being a victim of sexual abuse as a child. The writing in this book is so exquisite. I was absolutely dazzled by it. And the way she weaves these two stories together, though they are so different, she finds commonalities. And I was just really blown away by this one.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And as a pivot, it goes to the story, to what she's been following, to the parallels to her life. Mm. It's just riveting.
Yes.
Really amazing stuff. It is entitled The Fact of a Body. All right.
So then we move on to kids. Yay, kids books. I have two books that are good for ages 8 to 12. The first is York, Book 1, The Shadow Cipher by Laura Ruby. It's the first in a new series set in an alternate New York City, sort of a contemporary steampunk New York City.
Oh.
It is so delightful. So it starts out in 1798 and gives you a little bit of backstory about these Morning Star twins, who are these brother and sister architects who are responsible for building New York City into this sort of steampunk incredible city. And they have these buildings that they had built. And then it jumps to present day, but a slightly alternate New York, where a brother and sister are living in one of their buildings, the architect's buildings. The building could possibly be about to be demolished. And they know that the twins architects have left behind a riddle to be solved, a puzzle hidden maybe across their buildings, but maybe across all of New York City. And the brother and sister set out to get to the bottom of it. It is delightful. Laura Ruby was a National Book Award finalist for her last book, and this is just such a fun read if you have a kid who loves a story that is full of adventure and set in a city that they maybe have already visited. It is so much fun.
You know the old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover, but if you wanted to judge a book by its cover, that'd be a good one.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Next up, we have a book that's a little softer, a little more gentle. It's called Forever or a Long, Long Time by Kayla Carter. This is a really beautiful book. I would say it's great for kids who loved the book Wonder. It's about a brother and sister who have been in the foster care system, and they are in second and fourth grade, and they finally have found their forever mom. Mm. She's the one. She's 100% the one. She loves them. They're going to be their mom forever. And she is. But it's hard for them to believe it because they have been bounced around so much. And they also have no memory of their very, very young life. So they're convinced they were never actually born.
Oh.
They were convinced that they just showed up somewhere one day. And they're having some trouble in school. But they stick together. They love each other. The mom is wonderful, and they really are cared for, but it's just a beautiful story about the meaning of family that I recommend to any kid who has a soft heart. This is the perfect book for that kid.
Forever or a Long, Long Time. All right, last one.
Last but not least, jumping into books for teens, I would say this is good for 13 and up. I See London, I See France by Sarah Mlynowski. It is a totally fun summer rom-com. A girl and her childhood best friend go off to Europe on a road trip, and they backpack all over Europe. Hijinks ensue. Stuff goes down. Friends aren't always friends.
Mm.
It is so much fun. It's just like eating a cupcake. It's the perfect summer read.
I See London, I See France, Sarah Mlynowski. Excellent. For more information on the Oblong Books and music and the great work they do, you can go to their website, oblongbooks.com, or you can visit them. They're in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Susanna Herman's, always wonderful to see you.
Thanks, Joe.
Nice
pleasure.
Mention in the Wall Street Journal, by the way.
Thank you.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Again, oblongbooks.com. You can find out more information there. You can find our list as well, wamc.org/bookpicks. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.